All right, let's get a quick update now from KwaZulu-Natal. Cooperative Governance Department in that province says the death toll in the recent floods is approaching 70, which is very sad. And the province has been severely affected by the heavy rains that started during the Easter weekend, leaving many missing and about 1,000, in fact, displaced in Durban. Let's now speak to EWN reporter Thando Kubeka, who is in Durban for us. Thando, good afternoon to you. So the death toll now at 70.
Good afternoon, Clement. Sadly so. I mean, it's feared that it may even go beyond that because, rescue operations are still continuing in various parts of KZN where they have been affected by these devastating floods. But of course, government in this province saying that they're availing themselves to assist and the families of those left destitute. As you can imagine, many people lost their homes, lost their belongings. In fact, yesterday I spoke to a father in Umlazi who lost not only his personal belongings, Clement, but also his 11-year-old son, who was, he was ripped by mudslides that went through his home, and he was basically buried alive. And the dad saying that the only stuff that he had were the clothes on his back, and that he just wanted to give his son a dignified funeral when he was back to his home village of Nkandla. So, and many other stories. I was talking to residents who also have lost their homes. Children don't have uniform, don't have basic essential stuff, and of course asking for help, appealing for help. I think also what's concerning is that what I've noticed is most of those left destitute here are not aware of where to go. I know that government has also set up structures in these various areas that have been affected, but many are unaware of these places. They have found shelter at neighbors' places, and other people who have come forward to help them. So that message has not come through yet, and you can understand why. The mode of communication, they don't have that. Their TVs are gone, radio, so they're basically, left to fend for themselves.
So people now starting to rebuild their homes, that must be so difficult. But what about humanitarian aid now? Is it coming in? I was listening to one of your reports earlier that the gift of the givers could be helping out there today as well.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Humanitarian aid such as the gift of the givers and many other humanitarian aids have come forward to lend a hand. Right now I'm in Umlazi, and I've seen a number of government officials who've been just, going around taking down the names of those who have lost everything, those who have their loved ones, that have been claimed in these floods. And of course, they're taking down their names so they can get assisted when government, of course, rolls out those aid. I know that they said funds were made available to assist those destitute, but various humanitarian aid are here in Durban to assist Clement with this devastating flood.
All right. Look, thank you so much for your time, EWN reporter Thando Kubeka.